Hey, my darlings. Hope you guys have been doing amazing. How has your week been so far? Like, what level of stress and anxiety are you on right now? Because I think I'm currently at an 8.5 over 10 level, which is pretty high. But, you know, things are really crazy right now all over the world. Have the COVID-19 pandemic, the economic meltdown, poverty, stress, the pressure to succeed and build a desirable future. Some people are dealing with the loss of a loved one. Bandits, you know, bad news here and there. Like, it's not easy being alive in this generation, in these times, because a lot is really going on. And even if all these things are not affecting you, somehow the pressure that we are under, that we put ourselves under, that society puts us under, that responsibilities put us under, it's quite overwhelming. It can get overwhelming. That is why it's important to sort these issues out, because they're not going to sort themselves out, right? You're listening to the Truth Career Podcast, the podcast that gives you answers to your questions, profound solutions, and sparks deep conversations about the issues we face as a people and a society. I'm still your favorite girl, Kamsi, keeping you company on this beautiful day. So, according to World Health Organization, WHO, the state of the world's mental health has deteriorated by 50% since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out. Because during that time, the rate of anxiety, depression, and suicide rose very high, and it's still rising every day. People are really not doing much or learning how to manage their mental health better. A lot of people don't even understand what mental health is, how to take care of themselves to prevent mental stress, and so many other things. And that's why this topic is coming at a very essential and crucial time, because right now mental health issues are on an all-time high. Things are really bad. Mental health is really deteriorating in the world right now. So we need to know how to manage and prevent ourselves from going into mental breakdowns. Did you know that the mind is like the powerhouse of the body? Once your mental health is down, soon enough, every other area and aspect of your life will begin to suffer. Nigerians, in Nigeria, we only know three ways of dealing with anxiety and depression: smoking, drinking, and sex. Yeah, sometimes it actually helps. It does. But the problem is that the solutions that these three things bring is only temporary. When you drink, when you smoke, you feel high for a while, right? You will come down from that high. When you have sex and all the few good hormones are released, yeah, in that moment or an hour after that, you'll still be feeling cool. But the truth is that if you don't, it's just like you're treating the symptoms and not the cause of the sickness. So when you don't treat the cause of the reason behind your mental state or your mental stress, it will come back, because the symptoms might go, but soon enough the cause of the problem will spring up again and you go back to where you started from. So that is just it. So, but before we go on to how to manage anxiety and depression, because it's mostly anxiety and depression and so many other things that lead to mental stress, but for the sake of this topic, we're going to be talking about just anxiety and depression, because I think that's the most common one, especially among Nigerians. So, but before we go into that, let's touch on some other important areas. First of all, let's start with, what is mental stress? Mental stress is when one's mind is under enormous pressure due to the things happening in or around them or their environment. Mental stress can lead to depression and anxiety. Mental stress can lead to depression and anxiety, and depression and anxiety comes as a result of mental stress. So knowing how to take care of your mind, of your mental health, is key to living a life free of anxiety, stress, and depression. Nigerians, like, we are hypocrites. I'm not going to lie. We don't. There are certain things that we shy away from talking about. Things like sex, things like mental health, and some other things that we don't like to talk, mention, we don't like to talk, but they are posing problems in our lives. They are destroying lives, they are destroying families. Every day we wake up, we hear about one suicide case or the other. Sometimes it's you know, young people that you feel, you reach people self that you feel like, which problem does this one have? But people are really depressed and, you know. But we're not talking about it. We're just pretending like everything is okay. Nigerians don't really care about their mental health or that of others. In fact, until recently, depression was called a white man's sickness. Some people still think this way even till now. You know, Africans don't believe that a black man can be depressed or, you know, anxious or suicidal. It's only white men, white people, they are too soft. Only white people, they get depression. No, it's not true. Statistics have shown that one in every four Nigerians is dealing with some sort of mental health disorder or the other. But, you know, we love Africans, we love living in denial. We always want to believe that everything is okay. We want to always, you know, give off this vibe that there's nothing wrong, everything is going well, everything. But it's not, because statistics have shown that we are really suffering from mental disorders, stress, depression, anxiety, but most people don't want to talk about it. I remember back then when I was younger, I opened up to a close friend of mine about my depression, and I was really hoping to, you know, get her sympathy, her advice, or, you know, what to do. Instead, what did I get? And let me just put it how she put it back then. She said, "You have a roof over your head, you have clothes, you have food. So what can you possibly be depressed about?" Then she ended up by adding that there are people out there that have real problems that are supposed to be depressed. It's me that my parents are giving me everything I want that is depressed. And I felt terrible. I felt horrible. Because it was not what I needed at that time. I needed someone to tell me that everything was going to be okay. I needed someone to tell me, okay, this is how you should go about this to feel better or to get out of this. Instead, I got like the worst advice of my life. Or what should I even call it? I should not even call it advice. I don't know what was that she gave to me, but it was horrible. I felt 10 times worse than I did before I came to talk to her, because I even became guilty on top of the depression. I became guilty, like, truly, what do I even have to be depressed about? I have everything I need, at least everything that society feels like a human being needs to survive. So why am I depressed? But the feeling couldn't go away because I felt guilty about it. Instead, it got worse, you know. So, and just like my friend, a lot of Nigerians have misconceptions about mental health and depression. Like, there are so many misconceptions, but we can't handle all of them on today's episode. So let me just talk about the ones that are very prevalent and most damaging to us in Nigeria. And I according to zikoko.com and research I did, some of the misconceptions that are most common in Nigeria about mental health and depression are: the first one is that Nigeria, once you hear that this man or this woman has mental health issues, we immediately jump to the conclusion that they are violent or dangerous. But the picture we just see is, this person is mad. They are roaming around the streets, they are mad, you know, they are violent. If you come near them, they can attack you. And I won't lie, I used to be guilty of this, I swear, because whenever I just say, this guy has mental health issues, the first thing that just comes to my mind is, let me avoid him, because I don't want problem, you know. And many people that we call mad, that are roaming the streets of Nigeria, have mental health issues that could have been easily treated. But because we lack the knowledge and resources for, you know, treating them, they now roam about the streets, getting insulted, molested, and sometimes beaten up. You see that most of these people, they're actually not mad. It's just slight mental issues that they had, that if they are given the right medication and therapy and attention, they would have been able to manage and, you know, continue living their normal lives. But because no help was given to them, their mental state would deteriorate, and before you know what is happening, their family might even kick them out and, you know, abandon them to the streets. And that's what happens. That's why some of the time you see that these mad people, they actually have, they make sense when they talk. They know what they are doing. Because most of them are not insane. It's not insanity. It's just some slight mental health issues that would have been dealt with through the appropriate means. Then the second misconceptions Nigerians have that is very common is that all mental illnesses are caused by demonic or evil spirits possessing someone. You know, I blame Nollywood for this. Like, I'm sorry, but okay, maybe they're not the ones that are totally at fault, but they've perpetrated this thing so much in their movies. Like, oh god, everyone who runs mad in Nigerian movie is due to one spiritual attack or the other. Either your uncle has gone to do charm for you so that you run mad because he's dragging land with your late father, or your mother's sister has done, it's just always something spiritual, yeah. And next thing, it will be that okay, maybe you did something, and then the result of your action, the consequence of your action is that you run mad. Maybe not this case is that you killed someone, so your punishment is that you run mad. All those kind of things. So because of this reason, now it's just automatically assumed. I do this. Anybody I see most of the time that is mad, I'll be like, I wonder what this person is paying for, or something like that. You know, you always just assume that mad people is a spiritual attack or something. I'm not saying that spiritual attacks don't contribute to all these kinds of things, but I'm saying that it's not in every case that it's a spiritual attack. But Nigeria, that's what we believe. Once someone is mad, they take him to church, take him to Dibia, take him to this. It's a misconception that is killing the mental health sector. Then another major misconception is that people with mental illnesses can't live regular or normal lives. I used to think like this too, because I'm on this table fully. This mental health thing is just recently, like, let me just, as recent as 6 or 7 years ago, that I actually started understanding so much about mental health issues. And that was because I went through a little bit of the issue myself. Please, I'm not mad though. I'm not mad though. I mean, you just, you know, no, mental issues differ. There are a lot of things that are mental issues. But anyway, let me just continue. So I also thought like this. I thought that once someone has a mental issue or mental illness, they can't live normal lives. But then I found out that a very good family friend of ours had mental issues. He was mentally ill. But this man was always so relaxed and friendly and very intelligent. So, in fact, it was almost impossible for me to believe, if not that I was hearing from a reliable source, that he's actually mentally ill. The truth is that with the right diagnosis, medication, and therapy, many people battling with mental illnesses can lead normal lives. They can get married, they can have children of their own, they can, you know, have a job, have a career, do well in their field if their mental health is properly managed. Then the fourth misconception is that once we hear mental illness, we always think madness, violence, roaming on the streets, eating food from dustbin or from, you know, trash can. But things like depression, anxiety, OCD, that's obsessive compulsive disorder, PTSD, bipolar disorder, all those things, they are also mental illnesses. And most of the people suffering from these illnesses aren't violent at all. Neither do they eat from the trash can. You know, so all these misconceptions, you know, they spring from what we think or what we see. That's why I said Nigerian movies have really helped to send all these things into our subconscious. But when someone is mad, you see them, next thing they've gone to trash can to be eating to be eating trash. Do you understand? So it makes us now think that it's only those things that are mental illnesses, but there are so many mental illnesses out there. Okay, those are the major misconceptions that we have about mental illnesses, but they are not true. We've established that mental illnesses can come in all forms. It's not just, you know, insanity that the one we think it is. There are so many other things that are mental illnesses. So if it is this common in Nigeria, because WHO said that, that's World Health Organization stated that about 1 in every 4 Nigerian has some sort of mental health issue. That's quite a lot, like for 1 in 4, that's quite high. So if it's this common, why is it that it's not something that we talk about? Why is it that it's not something that we address? Why is it that it's not something that is at the forefront of, you know, Nigeria's discussion and plans for the future. The reason why this thing is like this is because of these misconceptions play a huge part in why people don't talk about their mental health. And some of those misconceptions that have led to people shying away from their mental health is the stigma associated with mental illnesses. Once you say you are mentally ill, people start looking at you differently. That's just the fact. If someone tells you, I have some mental issues, you start thinking about, you start looking at them differently, whether you like it or not. Because who wants to be friends with or married to someone that is mentally ill? You know, it's not something that we want to do. In fact, before you get married, one of the criteria that they check is if there's any history of madness or mental illness in your family. And once there is, they will tell their daughter, oh yeah, let's run, no, let's not go here. And I don't blame them. It's because we don't really understand what mental health is all about, or what mental illnesses are all about. So anytime you just say someone is mentally ill, you're just like, I beg, let's not go there. So because of this, families will cover up their child's mental illness, or a brother or a sister or auntie, uncle. Some people will even assume that you are dangerous and start avoiding you. Like, you see your friend, once they find out that you have mental illness, automatically they've defriended you, disfriended you. To be as if they just isolate you, you know? And that's why many people do not tell you. They'll just be battling it in silence because they don't want you to, you know, judge them or look at them differently. And also, as a parent, once people hear that your child is mentally ill, they'll say, I wonder what you have done. I wonder what this child is not paying for the forefather's sin. All this, you know? So it's just funny. Then the second reason is that there aren't, you know, enough equipment or measures or facilities in place for mentally ill people. Some mental illnesses that you know, medications can treat and all that are left untreated because these facilities are not available in Nigeria. Common health self hospitals to be well equipped in Nigeria, they've not even done it, let alone, you know, mental facilities. It's not available in Nigeria. There are only few places, and those places, when you even go there, you find out that they are not well equipped to handle some of the issues that come up. Then the third thing is the trauma that comes with it. Like, I'm not in any way saying that if you believe that God or your faith helps you manage depression, stress, and anxiety, there's anything wrong with it. If you feel like reading your Bible and all those things make you feel better, then good and fine. It helps me feel better. So I'm not in any way discrediting it. But in some extreme cases of mental illness, you see these people, they will tie these people up, you know, bundle them to church, they will flog them, they will brutalize them, all in the name of deliverance and exorcism. And you see that this is an issue that one pill or two pills or one injection would have easily solved. But because of our ignorance, we'll be subduing somebody to, you know, violence and abuse just because we think the person is mad or mentally ill. And then another reason why people don't talk about their mental illness is that people belittle or make jokes about your struggles. I don't blame some people though, it's how they were raised. But we need to educate ourselves about these issues because they are real, they are happening. When someone tells you that they are battling a mental illness or, you know, they are battling depression and anxiety, don't dismiss their struggle like, I beg, people have real problems, what's wrong with you? That's wrong. We should support each other. When someone comes to you and opens up to you, I have issues. And that's why many people do not talk again because of their experience. Okay, look at the one that happened to me. I never told anybody else I was depressed ever again. I just kept struggling with it until I learned how to manage it and got over it. So these are the reasons why people don't talk about their mental health issues. And since there aren't many facilities or resources put in place to manage things like stress, anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses, it means that we need to take care of ourselves. We need to deal with these issues ourselves. There are many mental illnesses and disorders out there. Yes, I know, but for the sake of this episode, we are going to be talking about how to manage anxiety, depression, and mental stress. Remember, I said before that it's anxiety and depression that leads to mental stress, and mental stress is as a result of anxiety and depression. So, like in Nigeria, we know that we are on our own. Let me just put it that way. Oyo, we are on our own in this country. So we have to fight for ourselves. We have to learn how to deal with these issues by ourselves. If there's any way you can help yourself, you have to do it. That's why I just said, since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, I cannot let May pass without talking about this issue, because it's very, like when I posted about it, a lot of people came to my inbox, messaged me, they were like, ah, this topic you're about to discuss is very underrated. People don't rate it. And that's the truth. People don't rate mental health issues. They want to hear me talk about sex and relationship. Yeah, of course, all those things are good, but what you don't realize is that if your mental health is suffering, your sex life, your relationship, your marriage, your finances, everything will suffer, because everything stems from the mind. The mind is the powerhouse of the body. So I must talk about this thing, because this is the truth career. We are all about the truth, about real issues that are happening. And mental health crisis in Nigeria is on a rise. So people need to hear this. People need to know, okay, how do I deal with all these things? So let's start with, or rather, let's, you know, talk about how to deal with anxiety and depression. I remember I used to have this very nasty anxiety attacks. Like, I don't know how they started or how they came about, but I just realized that I started having, you know, anxiety attacks. I was always anxious about my job, my family, my health, my career, my future. In fact, I would get this really intense panic attacks that were always very scary. Like, I'll be breathing very fast, my heart will be pounding, I'll feel like I want to faint. Sometimes I'll be feeling cold and feeling hot at the same time. And the first time it happened, I legit thought I was going to die. I legit thought, okay, come see, this is it. Say your final goodbye. So say your, confess your sins now. You know, just in case there's a heaven so that you enter there. And I was so afraid, I was scared. But then I don't know, but something just told me to calm myself down, calm yourself down. And I said, telling myself everything was going to be okay, you're okay, there's nothing wrong with you, you're not dying, just breathe. And before I know what was happening, I calmed down. So subsequently, about 3 or 4 times it happened again, I already knew what to do about it. So I just followed the process and I, you know, calmed myself down. But then I realized that if I was just trying to calm myself down when it started, it's like treating the symptoms. What is causing this anxiety attack? Why am I going through this phase? Why is this happening to me? I had to find out the root cause and deal with it. And once I did, I stopped having anxiety attacks. So that is why I want to also teach you guys listening right now the way to deal with anxiety and depression, so that you have control over it when it sets in. Okay, but before then, let's just mention the most common triggers of anxiety: fear of failure, fear of losing a loved one, a stressful job or work environment, fear of not achieving our dreams, that is, uncertainties about the future. These are some of the things that trigger anxiety and depression, especially in Nigeria. Of course, in some cases, it's some hormonal imbalances, which is why medications are prescribed for people that are going through depression and anxiety. But also sometimes it's because of the pressure that we are under, the overwhelming pressure that we are under. That is what makes anxiety and depression setting. Gone are the days when people used to say that young people have nothing to worry about. You are young now. What are you thinking? Maybe when a young person's high blood pressure is high, they'll be like, you are young now. You're just 20-something. What are you thinking about? What responsibilities do you have that is making your blood pressure to be high? What are you thinking about that is making you depressed? You're still a young person. You're not supposed to be depressed at this age. Oh my God, gone are those days, though. Nowadays, the immense pressure we young people are under is most times overwhelming. And the uncertainties about the future makes it even worse, especially in this country, Nigeria, because abroad, at least, you still have hope that, government will pay you unemployment fund and all those small things they put in place to help their citizens. In Nigeria, this is like a jungle. Nobody cares about, like, the leaders don't give a flying fuck about how we are coping or anything. So it makes it even much worse than it is. it already is. So many young people are fighting the pressure to make money, to get married, you know, to have children, to take care of their families. And if all this pressure and anxiety is not well managed, they could deteriorate our medical health. So I'm going to, you know, be discussing how to manage anxiety and depression and avoid it causing mental stress. You know, I always hear people say this, or, you know, often say this, don't worry about what the things you have no control over, don't worry about the things you cannot change, blah blah blah. It's easier said than done, because human beings are wired to worry. That's just the truth. We are just wired to worry about things that we don't know. We're worried about the future, and in fact worries here and there. So telling someone as long as you cannot control it, don't think about it, it's not easy. I'm not lying, it's not easy, because everything is happening around you, is making you think of it. So how do you avoid thinking about it? Well, to overcome or to manage or to deal with anxiety and depression, the most important step is to be self-aware. And what does it mean to be self-aware? You need to study yourself. Like, this is very important. If you don't do this, every other step on this list will be useless to you. You need to study yourself. You need to know what triggers your anxiety and your depression. Do you get depressed or anxious when you think of certain things? When you, you know, see certain people? When you eat certain foods? Once you know what triggers or worsens your anxiety and depression, you're like 50% into knowing how to deal with them. Because these triggers are the things that, you know, just imagine when you know that you are allergic to, or maybe that when you eat granuts, you have pimples on your face. That is, you know that. You avoid eating granuts, right? Or when you know that whenever you eat beans, you start having heartburn, you avoid eating beans. So if you know what causes or what brings on your anxiety and depression, you try to avoid it. So that is why it's important to study yourself and be self-aware, to know what triggers your anxiety, what triggers your depression, what triggers your mental stress, so you know how to avoid those things and how to deal with them when they come. Then the next step is, if you want to manage your anxiety or depression, you need to ask yourself this question. Whenever you start worrying about certain things or thinking of certain things, ask yourself this. This thing I'm worrying about now, this thing I'm thinking about now, can I solve this problem in the next 5 minutes? For example, when you get hungry, there's food, you know that, okay. When you start worrying about, I'm hungry, you'll be like, okay, there's food, you know what? You see, the worry will end, the only thing you'll be after is, let me go and prepare the food and eat. But when you're worried about what will happen in the next 5 years, the next 10 years, you can, if in the next 5 minutes, you cannot do anything about it. When you're worried about your weight, or, you know, you say, I'm gaining weight too, you start feeling, you know, low on yourself. Can you lose weight in the next 5 minutes? No. So if you know that this thing you're worrying about, you can't solve it in the next 5 minutes, my dear, you have to find a way to stop worrying about it. You need to chill out, because it's all these things that we allow ourselves to get so carried away in worrying about that sets on, or rather makes anxiety and depression set in. The next step is, learn to take things a day at a time. It's not easy, but it's very necessary. One of the most common things that trigger anxiety is going way ahead of ourselves. We are worried about what will happen in the next 5 years. We are worried about where we will be in the next 10 years. Will I be married? Will I have children? Will I be alive? Will I have a job? My career? I've taken off this, that. You know, it's very easy to get lost in all this. Will I? But, you know, you're wondering if will you ever become a millionaire when you have just 5k in your account? And all these things can be overwhelming, and it can cause you to be depressed, because you really don't know the answer to this question. So depression can easily set in. So you have to learn to take things a day at a time. Work on getting yourself through the day, rest, and continue putting in the work to make sure that the future you want will become a reality. No matter how small, as long as you keep showing up, just like me doing this podcast now, I want to have a huge media house in the future by God's grace, and going to expand my horizons and all that. But if I start worrying about all those things now, I'm just going to overwhelm myself. So what do I do instead? I focus on putting out new episodes of my podcast every week. You want to own your own fashion empire? You want to be a great I'm orator tomorrow, you want to be a great writer, this, you're thinking about so many things, but you can't fix all those things right now. So what do you do to get yourself there? What you do is, when you get a client, make sure you sew, you know, when they give you the style they want to sew, when they, you know, you sew it the way they want it, deliver when you say you're going to deliver, so that more clients will come. That is how you build your empire. But if you start worrying about how you build a whole fashion school and fashion house, it will overwhelm you. And before you know what is happening, anxiety will set in, depression will set in, and mental stress will set in. So, just make sure that no matter how small, you're putting in the work to make your dreams a reality. Take one day at a time, one step at a time. That is how to deal with anxiety and depression. Then the next step is, this particular step is, it's very difficult to manage, but it's very difficult to do or implement, but it's necessary. Stop comparing your journey. Stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing your journey to other people's journey. A lot of times you hear people say, I've said this thing several times, my mates are doing this. Is she not my mate? She already has her own this one. Is he not my mate? He has already bought a car. He's building a house in the village. He's doing this. He's doing that. I'm not doing enough. I'm not hardworking enough. I'm not good enough. My dear. Let me talk to you like a friend, because you actually are my friends. We all have our individual journeys through life. As much as I'm talking to you guys, I'm talking to myself too, because I'm also a human being and I deal with all these things. There is no age limit to success. Like, who even told us there's an age limit to success? Who is the person? That person needs to be shot. Honestly, because people are going about thinking that if you don't make it in your 20s, Opario, it is finished. Why? You mustn't blow in your 20s. Many of the successful people that we know today, in their 20s, they were clueless. They were confused. Man, the pressure we put on ourselves is too much. We are still kids. Like, yes, I'm saying it. I know that responsibilities are much. I know, I understand. The pressure to succeed, the pressure to make it in life is huge. But we are still young. You're still in your 20s. If you don't make it in your 20s, you're not going to die, my sister, my brother. Let's take ourselves off this timeline of success that we've put ourselves under. Like, I don't even know how we started, but if you fulfill your dreams in your 30s or your 40s, it doesn't take away from the fact that you made it. What matters, like I said earlier, is you keep showing up and putting in the work. Because most of the time, we are working hard, we are doing much, we are really trying, but because we are comparing our journey to other people's journey, because we are comparing ourselves to other people, it belittles all the effort we are putting in, and we now feel like, we're not doing enough. Do you want to kill yourself? You're already working from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. and you're sleeping for just 6 hours or 5 hours. Yet, you still feel like you're not doing enough. What are you going to do? You want to kill yourself just because Chidema has made money in her. She's just 26. Me, I'm 26 too. Why haven't I? My dear, that's not how life is. Everybody has their own individual journey. Some people did not make it until they were 40. So calm down. Just make sure as long as you're putting in the work to succeed, you are good, okay? Then the next step is, think positive thoughts and negate the depression voice. You know, people that have been depressed will tell you this. Most of the time, what makes depression much worse is the things you're thinking in your mind. Your mind is telling you, say it's this depression you're in right now, you are never coming out of it. It's going to get worse. Just end it. You know, so many things. You're not beautiful enough. You're not hardworking enough. You're not better than others. You know, you're useless. You're not adding anything to society or your family. Depression. That voice of depression can be quite huge. So what you should do is that when your voice or when your mind starts telling you these negative things, it's important that you counter them. Yes, it might sound. I beg. Even at that moment, when you're telling yourself all these things, you know, you might feel like it's not working. But there's one secret you should know. When you tell yourself something every day, when you tell yourself something every time, before you know what is happening, you start believing it one way or another. Confidence in yourself, belief in yourself is not built in one day. They say Rome was not built in a day, right? So you don't expect that because you said it today, it did not work. Why should you bother? When you're sick, it's not the first dose that you take of medication that will heal you completely, right? It's when you finish the dosage and everything, you see that, okay, gradually you get better. So that's how depression works too. When it sets in like this and you're down on yourself, start thinking positive thoughts. Tell yourself you're good enough. Tell yourself you're going to achieve your dreams. You know, tell yourself that you're going to feel better tomorrow. It may seem like it's not working, but if you keep saying it, before you know what is happening, you start seeing it happen. Yeah, it's important. Then also learn to celebrate your wins. I've said this thing a lot of times on my podcast. It's important to celebrate your wins and treat yourself sometimes. When you walk, and if Cold Stone ice cream hungry, you go to Cold Stone and eat ice cream. If you want to eat pizza, buy pizza and eat. From time to time, try to relax and be taken care of. It's not every time you're judging yourself, you're putting yourself under pressure. Even when your body's telling you, I need a break, and you say, no, we have to make this money. Money must be made. My dear, if you die today, money will not be made in the grave. Shall you get? So we have to, find time, celebrate your little wins. You are using Obioma machine before. Today you have bought, good machine. Clap for yourself. You before you used to write on paper, now you've bought a laptop. Celebrate yourself. You are using Nokia waiting to as a phone before. Now you've bought Android phone. Celebrate yourself. All these little wins, sometimes learn to clap for yourself. It's not easy. You keep showing up every day. Celebrate yourself for the consistency that you're putting in. Appreciate yourself. Enjoy the little things of life, such as the environment, a baby's laughter, a butterfly. It might seem stupid, but when you take out time to appreciate the little things in your life, before you know what is happening, you also start appreciating the big things. Yeah, and then you need to have a great support system. Find your support system. A lot of times, some people tell you that their family don't support them, they are this one, they are that one. My dear, it's not only your family that can be your support system. If you have a family that supports you, great, good and fine. But if you don't, you can find support system in your friends, even social media friends too. Yeah, they can be a good support system. And it's not just human beings that can be support system. Your support system might be movies, might be music, it might be exercise, it might be faith, prayers, it might be reading the Bible, anything that makes you feel better when you're feeling down. Or mentally stressed or mentally unwell is your support system. So find those things that make you feel good and do them when you start feeling bad. It's as simple as that. Then you need to eat healthy and exercise regularly. This is very important. Exercise releases feel good hormones. You see that. I remember when I was depressed one time, a little bit long now, I started working out. I started going to work out. Like, I started feeling good. As in, all those feelings of I'm not good enough. It's improved because of the, feel-good hormones that exercise was releasing into my blood and into my body. So, it's very important to eat healthy. Not every time junk food, sugar. All these things will make you down. Try to eat more fruits and vegetables, natural foods, oatmeal. All these things that boost the mental health and body. Then another important step to take is if you start feeling overwhelmed, please take a break. You may be fighting against a deadline sometimes. I have to finish this before next week. But if you break under that pressure, if something happens to you, you won't meet up anyway. So isn't it better that you take a break, rest, and get the mental strength to continue? When your mental function, as when you're stressed rather, your mental function reduces by about 25%. So imagine when you're working without 25% of your brain. How many percent are we even using that? You now remove 25%. But if you rest, you see that when you rest or maybe you take a nap, when you wake up, you feel better, you feel recharged. I remember my final year when my project was rejected and I had just like 3 days to write a new project. It seemed like, it's not possible. How can I? Like, I felt I've already concluded that it's not possible. But when I go home, I just, after, crying and asking God if he can turn back the hands of time, I just said, you know what, fuck this. I slept, I went to my bed and I slept. When I woke up, I felt so energetic, revived. I started typing like a mad person. So sometimes it's just a break that you need. When you take a rest, you see that things will feel so much better. So let's learn to start resting when we feel overwhelmed. Then the last but not the least step is, rather, okay, yeah, this is the last step before I now tell you the last thing I want to say, is that you have to realize that you're not alone. You're not the only one experiencing these feelings. Many anxious or depressed people always isolate themselves with the saying that no one understands what I'm going through, no one knows what I feel. That is not true. Millions of people around the world know a lot about what you might be going through because they're going through similar situations too. You're not the only one that is depressed though. You're not the only one that is feeling anxious about your future. A lot of us are going through the same thing. So don't feel that, you know, isolation. That see, you might see all your friends, they are smiling, they are happy, they're always going out partying. And you are always indoors thinking, I'm the only one that is dying and I have problems. No. Those people might just be doing all those things to, you know, cover up for the fact that they are dying inside. You never can tell. So don't assume that you're the only one going through things. Other people are also going through a lot of things similar to what you're going through. So it's always good to know, remember this, and open up and talk to somebody. Seek help. It's very important. You might talk to them and they will tell you, I'm going through the same thing. And both of you will encourage each other and support each other. And you see that you have a support system. Then when you've done all these things on this list, all things I've said today, maybe other things that you also know, and you're not getting better, you're not feeling better, you're even feeling worse, then you need to seek professional help. There are certain medications that, when combined with the right therapy, can fight depression and anxiety and mental stress. So if you can afford them, because they're actually quite expensive, that's the unfortunate thing in this country. There are not many therapies, there are not many medications that can treat all these things. So the few that we have are very expensive. But that's why we have to thank God for nature, because God has given us some natural herbs and seeds and foods that can actually help to boost our hormones and, you know, release feel-good toxins into our body and make us feel good. And they are affordable. Once you go to any market where they sell herbs, you can find most of these things there. So what are some of the things that can actually help, some of the natural things that can help someone who is feeling low or depressed and all that? There are herbs and seeds like green tea, lemongrass, turmeric, ginger, foods that are rich in omega-3 acid like fish, nuts, avocado, all those kind of fruits. They are good, they have omega-3 acids, so they actually help to boost the hormones and boost the levels of toxins in our body. Like, they help to fight all these things so that we can have a healthier mental health. Then also things like yogurts, foods that are rich in vitamin B and zinc are also very good. And then vitamin D, aka the sun. I notice that sometimes when I wake up and I'm just feeling kind of low and I'm indoors, once I step outside, the sun shines on my face. I don't know, I just feel relieved, I feel less stressed. So sometimes you have to step out of your house and go and collect small vitamin D and you might just feel better. So try it. And thank God it's free and effective, so you don't have to pay to go out in the sun. Yeah, so in conclusion, depression, anxiety and mental stress affects a lot of people. And our mental health is essential to our overall well-being, so we have to protect it at all costs. If any situation, relationship or job is threatening your mental health, leave it. Nothing is worth sacrificing your mental health over. Nothing. I repeat, nothing. If it's a relationship that is stressing you, Oga, pack your things and go. Madam, leave that place. Don't die because you're trying to, you know, protect something. And if you're dealing with any form or type of disorder, mental disorder, please don't be afraid to speak up and seek help. There is no shame in asking for help. We all need help sometimes. I want to say a very big thank you to you all, my wonderful listeners, for tuning in today. I really appreciate you guys' support and encouragement so far. Your reviews to me, you know, how you tell me that this podcast has impacted or changed your life, it really makes me feel so much better. makes me feel good. So please remember to share this episode with your friends, your family, on social media. People need to hear this. People need to find better ways to deal with their mental stress. People are really going through a lot. So things like this, knowledge like this, shouldn't be hoarded. Share it so that people will learn. Till next week, when the Truth Korea podcast will be back for another important and relevant episode. Please, guys, guard your mental health. Keep living in yourself and your capabilities, and keep living your best life. If nobody else has told you this, I'm the boo. I'm not the boo of the bullets, but I love you so much and I appreciate you, and you're wonderful and you're perfect and you're going to make it, okay? So don't worry so much. Love you guys. Till next week. Bye.